I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
More importantly, we may need a rocket on Saturday if our Spirit flight is canceled to Houston.
Shortage of pilots?
No, it's because... Never mind. The pilots was the other airline. Spirit has other issues. Speaking of issues, there'll be some issues settled in a couple weeks in Biloxi.
Okay.
On the phone with us, former, and I know how much he must hate that word, former champ.
Former double champ.
He's brutal.
He is a brutal one.
Johnny Bedford. John, how are you?
I am well, guys. Good to talk to you. I'm glad I got to do this with you today.
Yeah, it's been way too long. How have you been? How's the family?
The family's great. We're getting, I'm getting married at the end of this year, December 31st. Everything else is moving along. Obviously, what we're here to talk about is August 20th, so that's at the forefront of everything right now, but life is good here in Texas for sure.
Will both of you be wearing a belt at the wedding ceremony?
I don't know how she feel about that, to be honest. That's an interesting. I should throw that out there.
Yeah, see what happens. I'll send you some photos from one of my favorite former co-hosts, and they both had WWE belts. It was pretty cool. Definitely some cool photos. But yeah, let's talk about what's coming up in about 3 weeks, almost in your backyard, a lot closer than it is for me. Fighting a guy you've already fought, does that kind of take away from it that you're not going to fight Dad again?
It's not the fight I wanted. It's not how I envisioned getting this belt back. But Reggie's the most deserving. It makes sense. There's nothing I can't dwell on what I wanted or how I wished it would have been. I've known for a month and a half, 2 months now that I'm fighting Reggie Barnett for the belt, and that's been my full focus.
Sure. You know, and not that my opinion matters. You know, I argue all the time, especially with the clown sitting across from me in Matt. You know, it doesn't matter who you fight. When you fight for a title, you're fighting for a title, and if you win, you are the world champion. To me, it doesn't matter whether you fight the other guy, this guy, or another guy. If you win, you're the champ.
I agree 100%. And I think, unfortunately, about the whole story is I don't think we're done with that win. I don't know what they're going to do with him, if they're going to feed him to Palomino at 155. He's way too small for that weight class. I honestly see him needing a paycheck, right? And I've said it all along. There's more than one way to say you don't want to fight. And that's ask for a stupid amount of money.
Sure.
So when he didn't want to fight me, he didn't want to fight Reggie Barnett because he's asking for these stupid, these crazy astronomical numbers that they're just not going to pay him. So they released him. And so the show most goes on. So they said the number one and number two guys are obviously you and Reggie Barnett. So we're going to do it again. Now, since this has all happened and they've stripped him out and they've released him and he's no longer the champ and the belt's vacant, he's apparently came to an agreement with Bare Knuckle again. So he's come back down to reality. He's not going to get paid millions and millions. I don't know what he's asking. But if he wants to fight again, that's the fight I want. You know, I'm not overlooking Reggie Barnett. But after I beat Reggie Barnett, I'm going to be asking for that win because for me to have any kind of legacy in the sport, I have to avenge that loss. It was a close decision. I had a lot of personal bull crap going on in my life at the time that I've removed. And I just think it'd be a completely different outcome if me and Dad win ever, you know, toe the line again.
Sure. And of course, that's down the road. You've already mentioned, you know, Reggie Barnett is in front of you, and that's what you need to concentrate on. Knowing you the way I do, I know the answer, but I still feel like I need to bring it up. How difficult is it to put out of your mind how the fight went last time, that you beat Reggie Barnett already, and forget that because this is a whole new ball game in 3 weeks?
You're 100% right. I have peace, I guess you'll call it, or comfort knowing that, yes, I've already beat him. But I'm better. I'm way better. I'm at a point in my career where I've actually made some pretty big sacrifices, and that is I've removed myself from my own business and my own facility. It's been hard, but I go to a completely different gym now every day a week, every day of the week, where I'm held accountable. I have a coach. I have nothing but pro boxing partners that are there trying to chase the pro boxing world championships. And that's the goal of that gym. So just being held accountable and taking myself out of when the phone rings or the toilet gets clogged or whatever, I don't even look at it over there. I'm not the boss. I'm not the business owner. I'm not the coach. I am here to train, and I'm held accountable for that. Do I think Reggie's gotten better since him and I have fought? Yes. He's won two or three straight since losing to me. But I think this is going to be completely Johnny Bedford 2.0, as cliche or dorky as that sounds. I'm at a new point in my life where, for the first time, this is like real deal. Like, I'm 6 days a week with a coach, with a team, that I'm on a track. I'm like, it's over. Like, I'm going to be the best I've ever been. And unfortunately for Reggie, I think he's going to be the greatest bare-knuckle boxer that never wins a world championship. He's 6-1, and he's going to have to fight me again for that belt. I'm going to beat him, and that belt's going to be mine for a long time.
You know, you brought that up, and a lot of times, you know, people don't realize it, whether it's fans or, I'm sure, you know, people in the business do, but when you are the business owner, you're right. You could be in the middle of a training, and if something happens, if a sponsor walks through the door, if somebody wants to invest, you have to stop what you're doing in the middle of your training to go take care of business and let business kind of slide.
100%. And I've tried to run a career, you know, I've tried to do my whole entire fight career inside of my own facility. Obviously, we bring in people and stuff, but I'm not going to, you know, go into too many details, but I had a really, I'm in the middle of a really bad, bad lawsuit, and my former boxing coach / business partner / best friend and I had a really bad falling out. Some people can't keep their personal issues in check, and you know, I've had to remove people and behavior from my life, and because of it, you know, it's not been easy, but it's the best decision I've ever made.
Well, that's the past. Fortunately, you know, for you and for everyone involved, you're moving ahead. Like you said, it's what, about just over 2.5 weeks. You've been in this game a long, long time, John. Is there anxiety? Is it like, do you count it down? Is it, or is it like, you know, it's my job. When it gets here, it gets here.
You know, there's always going to be anxiety. You want to make sure you show up and perform, and that's the biggest thing. This game's all mental. I say it all the time. This game's all mental. And that just puts me at ease, puts me less anxious because of all the decisions that I've made and everything leading up in this camp, knowing that I've done everything right. Like, my anxiety's in check because I think that, the best Johnny Bedford is going to show up August 20th, and I'm getting my belt back.
There you go. Training's going good. Do you have to worry about food? You able to still eat good?
I'm eating good right now. I am really big for the weight class, so the weight cut is definitely a process for me. You know, had I beat that, I would have been probably asking to move up and fight at 145. But I need to go clean out this 135-pound division now. And so that's, you know, diet's on check. I'm going to get to Biloxi a couple days early and make the weight and then fight Friday night.
Are you surprised, and again, you and I have talked about, you know, all of this, you know, for a couple of years now, you know, how big BKFC has gotten? You know, we all anticipated it, but I think it's gotten bigger quicker than any of us really anticipated, and the involvement and more signings of, you know, named people in other organizations. And I don't know if you thought it would get like this quick, but I didn't.
I hope so, obviously being a pioneer, but no. I didn't expect this. I think we've got, 250,000 subscribers to that app every month that's paying. You know, they're signing big, big-name people there. They just signed Chad Mendes today.
Yeah, they did.
So that's another big name that's going to bring eyeballs to the sport. And I'm thankful. You know, they're taking care of me. I have no gripes with David Feldman with Bare Knuckle Management. I am. They take care of me. You know, I'm the main event. Here we go. They obviously they believe in me. We're fighting for my belt again.
Just over 2 weeks away. I'm looking forward to it. Johnny, as always, thank you for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you another care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a new sponsor I've picked up since last time you and I spoke. We're going to send you a pair of earbuds from Jabraw Electronics as well.
Amazing. Appreciate you guys very much.
All right, John. We'll see you in a couple weeks in Mississippi.
Yes, sir. Have a great day.
Take care. That is brutal. Johnny Bedford back in the squared circle. We still joke at the first one. And I tell the story always. And, you know, I've always been told, why do you tell these? I don't care. Does it make me look stupid? Yeah, probably it does. Usually. But I don't need any help in it, you know, in looking stupid.
Sure.
So it's that BKFC won, and somebody said, hey, do you know where somebody is? And without thinking, I said, yeah, he's cage side. Johnny Bedford's in the corner. He's like, there is no cage here. It's bare knuckle.
It's a squared circle. Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely pretty funny. All right. Cage. This show is flying by. The more I talk, the less you have to. I like it. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Raleigh Fingers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Or call them at 727-290-9873.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Center. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out every year. Make sure you purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Vernon Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, I miss concerts. I miss concerts that I go to with my brother.
Very deep.
Better seats.
With the band.
Yeah, pretty much.
On their lap. Sit with the drummer.
Pretty much.
You're like, you got an extra seat back here?
Eddie Money's wife, I believe they live in Tampa, Florida, and I'm on their Eddie Money's fan page. He's one of my favorites, blah, 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 blah. And she put a post up about something, and I responded to it. She said she was going through clearing out of stuff, and we kind of talked back and forth for a minute. And I said, one of my favorite things, you know, you've asked me numerous times.
Yeah, what's your favorite?
You know, what's your favorite this, favorite that?
Yeah.
You know, I don't have many memories because, you know, I don't remember a lot. But one of my favorite memories is at Ruth Eckert Hall in Clearwater. Cheap Trick was performing, and I'm friends with Robin Sander, and Robin gave me a pass, and I'm backstage. And it's so far back that John Gruden was there with me. And we didn't stand next to each other. I'm not, you know, trying to say that we were associating with each other.
Right.
There was a curtain literally between John.
That's usually the sure tell sign that you guys are
that we're
not
friends.
If there's a curtain in between you.
But we were on stage as Eddie Money performed.
Okay.
You know, he's the head coach of the Bucks, and I'm in the media, so I didn't really want to, even though we do know each other, and his brother played shortstop on my softball team. That was the day. We would have a game at 7. The Storm would practice till 6 down at what's now Tropicana Field. And like three guys from the Storm would then drive to Woodlawn, get in their T-shirt, and then play softball.
Wow.
You don't think Jay Gruden could play shortstop? You don't think he had a cannon for an arm? But, you know, so I got to be on stage with Eddie Money, and it was kind of cool, and I told her that, and yada, 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 yada.
So did it secure anything from the concert or from the...
No, I tried.
I thought you were like a jacket or like a guitar.
Well, she said that she was going through stuff, and I'm like, will you be putting some of these stuff, you know, up for auction or whatever? And, you know, she was like, no, we're just going.
If you could have anything from Eddie Money, what would it be?
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, I would want his money.
I would want his police badge.
Yeah,
obviously, the money, yeah. But I'm saying, if you're talking about, you know, he was a policeman in New York City.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that would be kind of cool.
That's cool.
You know, I have a replica badge that my grandfather had in Philadelphia. You know, but it would be cool. You know, Eddie Money was a police officer. And
then we could, like, arrest Steve Lanay for, like, being a groupie. Or what do they call those, roadies?
There's two different things. Roadies are part of the band,
okay.
Which Steve is part of the band.
Well, he's a groupie.
No, he's not. A groupie, to me, a groupie's kind of in the back trying to get Steve Lanay's attention take them into the back.
With a curtain.
Right.
The guy behind the curtain.
Right.
Like the wizard.
Right, like the wizard. You know, exactly.
Maybe that's what you were doing there at the concert. They set it up like the Wizard of Oz. You were behind the curtain.
That No, that's what you want me to be as a judge. Well, like, but you know, behind the curtain watching all of these...
Yeah, you that know, way you're not like favoritism. There's no bias, you know, scorekeeping.
Well, there is no bias.
Well, I can tell you what I'm waiting for you to do for me, though.
I'm not doing anything for you ever.
I need you to buy me a car.
You pay my fees, I'll do it.
No, I need you to, like, you should buy me a car.
I'll buy you a Matchbox car.
Because George Foreman once bought Derek Lewis a car, and he trained him. But then he took the car back when Lewis decided to pursue MMA over boxing.
All right. Well, since you trained me once and it was a joke, you should buy me the car.
No, you should see value. You should invest in me and like and show your love for me, like buy me gifts.
Yeah, but I don't see value in you. So.
Well.
You opened that up. You said if I saw value in you, and I don't.
Yeah, but George Foreman obviously saw it in a young Derek Lewis.
You watching his son on TV?
Which one?
George.
Oh, is he selling grills and stuff?
They're doing, I'm sure, the remake of the remake of the George. You know how much money he made on that?
More than his fighting career.
And didn't somebody turn it down?
I think Hogan got the voicemail for it.
Speaking of Hogan.
But he missed the opportunity because he didn't answer the email. It went to what do they call those answering machines back then?
Yeah.
So it was on that message to call back, but he didn't get the message.
I'm watching some videos on the Book of Face,
uh-huh.
And, you know, it'll come up like random, all these videos and stuff. So I was watching him. He was not a well-liked guy.
Which one, Randy?
No, Terry.
Terry?
Yeah.
Who didn't like Terry?
Literally everybody.
Back in the day or today?
Well, back in the day. And some of it, I'm sure, is jealousy.
For sure. Oh, he's the golden child of the...
And some of them were saying that, but the booker, I think it was in Tennessee. So, allegedly, this is what I read, whatever. So, Terry goes to someplace... And, you know, they were training him, and then they sent him to, I think it was Tennessee, I think. And they're telling the story about Terry shows up, and he's massive, and this is the guy that called him Hulk. That's where he got, allegedly, where he got the name Hulk.
Yeah.
I don't know where Hogan came from, but it was Hulk. And that Terry was a little concerned about using the Hulk. And he said, this booker was saying, you can't say the Incredible Hulk.
Right.
You know, which would be Ferrigno. But sure. Hulk was different. And so whoever this one wrestler was, he was saying how the booker came and he said, you're going to wrestle that great big dummy. That he was just big, that he wasn't a very good wrestler. He was just big.
Well, Hogan is a terrible wrestler.
No, he is terrible.
I mean, he only had a leg drop. That was his signature move.
See, Ric Flair allegedly asked for his release from WWE.
I did.
Yep.
And Rick's here. He's in Tampa today.
So Rick has been let go. Braun Strowman has been let go.
AEW.
Hold on. What's his name? Wyndham Rotunda was let go. You know who Wyndham Rotunda is?
No.
That would be Bray Wyatt.
Oh, Bray Wyatt.
So, you know the whole story. The Barry Wyndham clan married into the Mike Rotunda clan,
Okay. Which
was back in the day, back in the 80s. You know, Mike Rotunda was IRS. I believe his daughter works for another local radio station. And Barry Wyndham was one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. When I met him with a former friend, and we'll leave it at that, at WrestleMania, I mean, I almost felt like a little kid meeting Barry Wyndham. But I also felt like you've said about meeting some of these people. You know, he just looked old and beat down. And because that life back then was awful.
Terrible.
It's probably not better now.
Not much.
But, you know, just the travel and...
But you can't really say that it's not great because, you know, you think about the golden era and you think about those guys that were like, you know, bigger than life and like put their body through torture to entertain the crowd. A guy like John Cena, who does not have to wrestle, who has Hollywood success and is a big star and could easily just stay in the sunset and ride off till the end on his laurels of what he's achieved. And he's coming back. He's coming back to wrestle again. So,
and what's up with Goldberg coming back? Wouldn't he be the same thing?
Coming back.
He's wrestling for the title.
It's like Chad Mendes going to BKFC.
Well, no, it's not the same.
It's coming back.
It's not the same. It's not the same. No, not kind of.
Hey, Chad doesn't need to fight again. What does he need to fight for?
What do you mean?
I mean,
what is he, like 28, 31? What's he going to do?
I don't know.
It's totally different. It's totally different. I would say Goldberg is twice the age of Chad Mendes. So you're talking about these guys, and you just said, you know, another one who I already forgot who you said is coming back. Oh, John Cena.
John Cena.
I think I was at his very first match.
Were you?
I think so, and he came out with the boom box and the big gold chain, and it was just...
Philip Rowe? The Philly Fresh kid?
Well, no, he might have stole that
the bump box, Orlando.
I don't
know. We got to go over there and check that store out.
Why?
Mike Perry's got one now. He's out in the parking lot jamming out, like... Doing the PA system through the mall, like, that'd be a fun
day. On his bicycle that I gave him?
I don't think he had the bike with him. Might have.
He does. I have to throw mine away.
Why?
Because the battery died, and they've moved on, so you can't replace the battery.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of stinks.
A terrible design.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's terrible.
Yeah, I'm really upset about it. So, yeah, the battery is history, and we have to move on. So,
speaking of history and moving on, Dana White is talking about his cokehead friend Oscar De La Hoya fighting Vito Belfort. He keeps calling Oscar a crackhead, and he's praying that Vito knocks out De La Hoya.
Well, of course he does.
Because they're competitors in promotions, or because he sold up some bad coke? Why don't they like each other?
You've been around, you know.
I don't know anything. No?
No.
You're not going to touch that one?
No.
Just Don't want to put your hands on it anywhere near it, huh?
None of my business.
Well, a guy who's good with his hands, Sean Strickland, he put on a clinic against your boy Uriah Hall.
Yeah. First of all, he's not my boy. Why is everybody that loses, they're my boy?
Because you guys are like the same people.
What?
But he...
I've never leg kicked somebody into death, which I think Uriah Hall pretty much did on The Ultimate Fighter.
True. He leg checked Weidman into...
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Retirement.
Weidman didn't retire.
He will now.
No, he won't. Now he has to have another surgery.
He's just not healing correctly. Like, it's probably the end of his career.
I don't think so.
You don't think he's coming back?
I think he's coming back. You just said you think it's the end of his career.
Really?
I think he'll come back.
Do you think McGregor's coming back?
I do. He's doing a boxing thing in a wheelchair. I
love that guy.
Oh, my God. That How guy. Do you box somebody in a wheelchair? He's, especially if you put the leg up.
He's the goat.
You know, you put the leg up. How are you going to A, connect to hit them, and how are they going to get close enough?
I love it.
The wheelchairs are going to hit each other.
McGregor, you know what? McGregor's going step by step through the journey. He's documenting his recovery. People won't even make changes in their diet or their lifestyle in the amount of time it's going to take for him to have a broken foot, go through surgery, rehab it, back into the octagon. And as your boy Jose Aldo said,
what did he say?
Is that your boy?
No, it's not. Did he win or lose?
He said never.
Hold on. Did he win or lose? Because you only call him my boy if they lose.
He wins. He's a good guy.
Okay, then no, we're not boys.
But Jose, he said that never count out a champion. Never discredit a champion mindset. And a guy like McGregor, if he wants to come back, if he's determined to come back because he has a champion mindset, like us, see, that's the thing, Randy. Us champions, like guys like me and McGregor, like when we want something bad enough, nothing stops us from achieving it.
And the difference is I don't want anything bad enough.
but McGregor will come back, and he may even take the belt again.
So you think Conor McGregor is a champion and can come back, but you don't think the former champion Chris Weidman is a champion to come back? Is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't think Chris is coming back. I think he's comfortable. I think he's comfortable. He's going to just be okay with what he's achieved. He went down as the guy to take out Anderson Silva, the first one to ever do it. Took out the unicorn, the goat of all goats. And I think that's Anderson was the goat of all goats at the time. At the time, there was nobody. People were ducking fights with that guy. They were who wanted to fight Anderson?
No, he was the goat at that time.
At the time, he was the goat.
I don't know about the goat of all goats, but whatever.
But that's what Weidman will be known for. He's going to be okay with that. I don't think he comes back.
Yeah, I think he does come back. I think he does.
We'll see.
And we shall see. What we won't see is me kicking you out of here during this break time. So,
what about that Weidman poster over there? It's autographed. Can I take that one?
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Men Strong and Staff Sun.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, yo, this is Ricky Waters, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out very early each year, so make sure to purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Kamaru Usman, a.k.a. the Nigerian Nightmare here, and you are listening to Knockout Radio.
I need to get to a concert. I really do.
Which one? What would you go to see if you could see anything right now?
I don't know. You know, I was in Vegas for the Conor McGregor fight the same night as Garth Brooks was on. You know, at Allegiant.
Okay.
I've seen Garth before.
Right.
Definitely a show worth seeing. Sean and his wife, they just did their honeymoon, and they went to see Bruno Mars.
Okay, Bruno.
He said it was unbelievably awesome.
I've heard he puts on, like, top five concerts of all time.
They take your phone.
Oh, really?
So they make you put your phone and your watch and all devices, like, into a bag that they seal.
Okay.
And I guess they lock it and they unlock it or something so that you can't use it. And Bruno Mars, or whatever his real name is, explained why. And there's numerous reasons why. Some are the obvious.
No video.
Yeah, videotaping them, right. And then you're putting it out and releasing stuff.
Sure.
But he also explained another reason why. Because you can act like an idiot. And nobody, you know, would have video proof of that. Meaning, Sean danced at this concert.
Okay.
He said, I would have never done that.
Right.
You know, the wife or somebody, then, you know, and you feel stupid. So by doing that, it kind of opens you up to, like, I don't want to say never, because never is never, but I don't remember really singing at a concert. You know, I may sing inside a little bit, right. But it's kind of like when I go cover, you know, a fight or a game or whatever. One time I cheered under a table, you know, because media is not allowed to cheer. So. The Bucks played the Saints, and Aaron Stecher returned a kickoff for the Saints for a touchdown. And under the table, I kind of clapped because Aaron was one of my guys. He was a winner who was one of my guys. You know, but like I would never at a concert, you know, do the, you know, you pump your hand or the wave or I don't do that because I feel stupid doing it.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if not having a camera there would change my feelings. I don't think it would. I don't know.
Would it be like just giving up your phone would be an issue? Like, how am I going to get it back? What if you lose it?
Yeah. So, I mean, again, I don't necessarily like know about that.
What if I miss a call?
Yeah. You know, like there's times like when I go on the cruise, I'm happy because I can't answer the phone.
That's true.
But just like anybody, just saying you can't videotape doesn't stop you from videotaping.
Of course not.
You know, and
well,
I think.
Who's going to answer when they call about if you want to buy an extended warranty for your car?
I get those all the time. A car that I got rid of 14 years ago. But, you know, here's the thing. If I would have followed, I think the limits of, what's it called?
Statue
of Limitations is over. So John Robinson and I went to an Eagles concert. And no videotaping of any kind. Luckily, I didn't understand English back then. It was early in my time living here in this country. And so I have a pretty good video of Glenn Frey singing, and I just saw a nice thing about the Eagles.
Yeah.
You know, which was kind of cool. But back to your original question, I don't know. I don't know who, you know, if that one group, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, there's probably a lot, and there's probably very few, if that makes sense.
Yeah, there's nothing really good out.
Yeah, well, nothing that really is like, oh, I got to go. But, like, I thoroughly enjoyed the Kiss and the Queen concert.
Okay.
Now, again, seats were phenomenal. But I've seen all the boy bands, you know, from, what is it, the 80s, all three of them. I think it's some of the best concerts I've ever seen were those three. Backstreet, NSYNC, and New Kids.
I mean, I think Prince probably put on a hell of a show.
He put on a pretty good one in Miami.
In the rain?
Well, that wasn't one. That wasn't as good as the one he performed just for the media.
Oh, okay.
So, and I've told this story before. So, my favorite press conference to ever cover has always been the pregame and halftime shows of the Super Bowl.
Right.
So, all the stars would come in, and, you know, Kiss, the time it was also in Miami, it was Kiss, it was Cher. One of my favorite things, somebody asked Gene Simmons, have you ever performed with Cher before? And I don't know if I need to tell you his answer, but I think the words that he performed on Cher was shocking and funny at the same time. But Prince didn't talk. So when we go to the press conference, everybody's trying to ask Prince a question, and he turned, and next thing you know, they hand him a guitar. And he put on about a half an hour concert. And I wasn't a big Prince guy, but it was cool. You know, it certainly was cool. But so if there was one concert, you know, what would you go to?
Man, that's the thing. I'm not a concert guy. I don't really have favorites. There's not like any like band or like, I don't know. I know people resonate with music, and it puts them at a certain time in their life, and they just, you know, it's their everything. But I think,
I don't know if it's my everything, but like REO Speedwagon.
I've been to like four concerts in my life. I think my first one was Alabama. I went to Alabama, but it was in Indiana. I went to
a good concert.
A Brooks and Dunn concert.
Been to a Brooks and Dunn concert
with Alan Jackson. I went to a Garth Brooks concert once, and then I was Aerosmith Kiss at Red Rocks in Colorado. And that's it. I don't think I've been to another concert, but I should go with Steve Lanay. I mean, that guy has got access. I mean, I want to go with him. I'll go to the Scorpions when they go Rock in Rio back in Brazil.
Yeah, except for he only gets one guest pass.
Yeah, but I'll be the chauffeur.
It's already been spoken for.
I'll dress up like David Lee Roth and look like him.
We discussed you.
I'll go.
Yeah, well, no, you're not.
I'll be security.
No, you're not.
What if I'm...
you're not. for the same reason I told your wife, you're not going to be...
What if you need a translator in Brazil? I can get you around. Like I can...
I'm going to go with my bodyguard that will be with us in Rio.
Vieira?
Yeah, Vieira will be my bodyguard. Everywhere Steve Lanay and I go in Rio, David Vieira will be with us.
Well, last time you guys robbed at gunpoint.
No, that wasn't David. That was Daniel.
Well, you should change last names. Get away from the Vieira.
That had nothing to do with it. But there's a ton of concerts I think I'd like to go to. Truly. More importantly, today is whatever day it is, because again... No, we're not saying days because we're heard on numerous days in normally different weeks across the country and across the world.
That's true.
But on Saturday and Sunday, we will be in Houston.
We will.
I expect you to have an itinerary
for
12 o'clock.
Food?
Food at 12 o'clock.
Got it.
We don't go to the arena till 5, I believe. Doors open at 4, first fight at 5.
Okay.
So I want food at noon and 3:30.
Got it.
And then Sunday at least three times. And since you owe me, and we won't say why on the air, we could do the turkey leg.
Okay.
It's an incredible turkey leg. $35 for this turkey leg.
Wow.
Stuffed with crab meat and lobster, and it's pretty impressive.
Wow.
Just don't stand in line. What I strongly recommend on this particular scenario is you order it to go.
Okay.
And then eat it in the car.
Oh, okay.
Because it's going to cut your 2.5 hour wait to about 45 minutes.
Wow.
And we literally sat in the car, Scott Peterson from MMA Weekly and I. We ordered it. We drove to a store to get some drinks, drove back, waited, and then we ate it in the car.
Okay.
And we saw people that were in line in front of us.
That were still in line.
Still in line, waiting for tables and stuff.
Wow.
So we can do that. That sushi place, The Ultimate Fighter told us about.
Yeah, he did.
Now, we don't take very good notes, so you need to figure out where it was.
Well, to find it.
Do you remember where it was?
I do not.
Was it in the Woodlands?
I think so. I mean, Woodlands is probably the area.
That's where the mall is and stuff.
Yeah, we'll be out that area.
I could call Thug Jitsu.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's where Eve Edwards was living for a while. So he could kind of update us. All right, so let's go hit our final break of the afternoon. Get the card ready. We'll look at the card a little bit. May even talk about it a little bit as your interim heavyweight title is up for grabs. Of course, Amanda Nunes now off the card, which kind of stinks. But
it's true.
You know,
before you hit this break, come out of the last break, we had the Usman liner. Kamaru says he wants to fight Canelo, that he's got a real interest in fighting Canelo.
Why wouldn't all of these guys want to fight a boxer? It just makes sense.
But I mean,
the money.
Well, of course, the money is there. But I mean, do you think Kamaru could beat?
Or Kamaru?
Usman could beat.
Usman.
Do you think he could beat Canelo? I mean, Canelo's the best in the world. Dominant. You know, is there any chance that he could actually win in a boxing match? Or is it just for hype and online? Like,
I think I learned that lightning can hit almost anything.
Like your pool?
So, lightning can hit almost anything, so anything is possible. But I don't blame any of these guys. Tyron Woodley fighting Paul. Who cares?
Who is that fight?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, Jake's a big body.
He is a big guy who is getting better. You know, he is getting better. Let's be honest. And Tyron Woodley is not a boxer.
And Tyron, it's more questionable about his mental focus, if he's like really into training, if he's really into the fight.
Yeah, I mean, you can't question it because you don't know.
Right.
You know, maybe he's having issues, and like Simone, maybe he can have it cleared up by the 29th. It's only like 2 weeks away.
That's true.
Well, maybe 3 weeks.
But, yeah. No,
can we go to break now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. This is Knockout Radio.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Ben Roethlisberger. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
Just don't break out the song. It's four. I believe it is. I've seen Foreigner.
Sounds Foreigner.
Yeah, Foreigner was pretty good. I've seen some good concerts.
But you grew up in an era when concerts was a thing. That was a big deal back then.
I stood in line overnight, okay, to get tickets to Alabama. Back in the day, you had to stand in line. Tickets will go on sale at 9 in the morning, and schmoes are out there at like 4 in the afternoon to be the first one.
It's like the Christmas people with the tents and lining up our Black Friday sales.
Exactly. You know, my wife would bring me, food at like 10 o'clock at night. because I had to get those tickets. I had to see the band formerly known as Alabama. Did you ever hear the story about Alabama?
No.
So you know it was four of them, right?
Probably.
Right? It's, you know, the lead singer, I think it's his cousin or, you know, there's okay. two that are related. So there's three guitar players and the drummer. Well, all of a sudden, not too long ago, it's probably a long time now, but an album comes out or a CD comes out or whatever, and it's only the three of them on there. The blonde kid, the drummer, is gone.
Okay.
So it was reported that he got kicked out of the band.
Okay.
Well, the lead singer, and of course I can't remember his name right now, whatever, said, we didn't kick him out. He was never in it. He was a studio drummer that the studio thought it looked better having four instead of three.
Huh.
So they just included him in the photo. So he was part of the band. Huh. You know, he traveled, but it was like he never got a quarter of the share, none of that stuff. He was the studio drummer, and then they just replaced him because, according to them, he was never really in the band.
Wow.
Or the great story about Rascal Flatts. Rascal Flatts is two cousins, I think they're cousins. Joe Don then later joined. So it's the lead singer, Gary, whatever his name is.
Okay.
And then Jay, you know, who is involved with our charity event, you know, in Nashville. So they're related. They went to go do a gig, and their other guitar player was sick. So Jay said, hey, let's use, you know, this guy. I heard he's good, Joe Don. And he was so phenomenal that they literally replaced the guy that got sick. So it's kind of like the...
having a blood, so...
Yeah, well, a lot of them.
Get hurt. Here comes Brady.
You know, there's a reason that I very rarely miss a radio show.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, it wouldn't be hard to find people more talented, but, you know, I miss a shift. I could be gone. Yeah. That's why you keep showing up.
I'm moving on.
Because you would be replaced.
Oh, I would replace you.
If you didn't show, you would be replaced.
Oh, I would replace you.
I would replace you with a former co-host who's no longer with us.
Well, that's cold. Oh. That's cold.
It is true. Did you pull up the card?
No, I did not.
Did you do anything constructive?
No.
Who do you like in the main event on Saturday?
I got to go with Lewis. I mean, he's fighting at home in Houston. He's going to bring a fake belt to the city and deserves fake belts.
I think
they cheated to win an MLB championship. So why not have a fake title?
Yeah, well, everybody should bring brooms and just bang on things. Because, you know, that's how they sent, you know, codes and passwords. And maybe they could do that for Derek. They could, like, use lightsabers, you know, throw the right.
Steal signals from, like, the corner.
Yeah.
He's going to throw a leg kick and then take you down.
And I think that, you know, they should yell out what they're going to do in code as well. So they'll be so busy trying to figure out the code that they'll miss the code. I think everyone wants Derek Lewis to win. Because let's be honest, he would be phenomenal as the champ.
No question.
You know, he would say stupid stuff, you know, which is funny. You know, he would be very marketable, which is why I think he doesn't win.
But the UFC needs him to win. They're going to give him every chance to win.
The UFC has no say in this. No. You're just as... I don't know what word I want to use. Can I use the word stupid? Or is this world, am I not allowed to use it?
That's Dana White's word for...
I just think it's... You know, people that say that, oh, the UFC wants Derek Lewis to win, so they're going to sway the judges. It doesn't work that way.
They're paying the bills.
Well, they're really not. You know, the commission is the one who pays them. They don't really have... They do have some say, but they don't have a lot of say. You know, at all, the judges and referees all go through the commission. And if you truly believe that any of the judges, you know, two I hang out with on a regular basis, if you think either one of them could care who wins, you are as stupid as I think you are. Just saying it the way it is.
All right. Sounds good.
I mean, you don't want me to hold punches back, do you?
No, of course not.
Right. So if you believe that a judge cares who wins, now, what's been brought to my attention is, and this is when they're like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. Remember the basket referee. Yeah, he cared who won because he was betting on it.
Donahue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course. But I'm naive. I don't think any judges are on the take. I don't think any of them are gambling unless possibly you're a hockey player from San Jose. Then it's different.
Yeah, his name is Kane as well, right?
What are you thinking?
Carcane? Who's Derek Lewis fighting? Kane? Carcane?
What are you thinking when you go and lay a bet down?
In your name.
That's what I'm saying.
Why would you use your name?
Why would you go do it?
Put it in your wife's name.
Put it in your guy's name.
Right.
Everybody has a guy. Like, everybody knows a guy.
Identify yourself as some other guy that's not the hockey player.
Well, you can't do that because it still could come back. But everybody has a guy. And if you don't have a guy, let me give you Matt's number because he's good at being that guy.
I'll be the guy.
Lay the bet down. But how? So allegedly, he bet against his team.
At least Pete Rose bet for his
That's team. What I said about Pete Rose. Pete Rose is one of my favorite players of all time. And I don't believe he should be in the Hall of Fame. And I'm going to say that until 3 days after I'm dead.
Terrible.
But I believe that. But at least he didn't bet against his team.
That's right.
He just didn't bet for his team every game, which is basically saying, this is a good game to bet against the Reds. So that's my problem with it. But to go and bet against your team.
It's a whole new level of dumb.
But it's kind of like I've asked you this, and I have asked one or two fighters this. Have you ever gone into a fight thinking you can't win? And every fighter has always said, oh, I always think I can win. Well, at least in this particular case, the shark didn't think he was going to win.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't think you're going to win, you would be stupid to bet on yourself.
That's true.
Right?
That, no doubt. Do you think Derek Lewis is betting on himself?
Oh, of course.
He's got to.
Yeah. Even if he doesn't think he can win.
He doesn't think he can win.
He thinks he can
win.
He
knows he can't win. He knows he's outskilled. He's outmatched. He knows that he's not going to win. He's justifying it by, I have 25 minutes to just put leather on him one time and knock him out.
Then he thinks he can win.
That he has a prayer.
He thinks that he can land one punch
in 25 minutes.
In 25 minutes.
That's what he's banking on.
And that's all he needs to do.
Then he should bet.
But he shouldn't bet. He
should bet on himself then. Would you bet on Derek Lewis to win this fight?
I don't bet.
What if it was free money? What if it was your brother's money? Would you bet your brother's money on Derek Lewis?
No. I wouldn't bet. He can bet. I don't have a say, and I don't care. I truly don't care who wins it. I don't. I think Derek Lewis would be fun to promote.
We got 5 minutes. Let's run through the top card. Then you tell me who you would put money on.
How many names are you going to butcher?
All of them.
That's true.
Your bantamweight fight. Your first fight of the main card, which takes place
Going with Casey.
At the Toyota Center. On Saturday, August 7th at 10 p.m. on pay-per-view from Houston, Texas. Your bantamweight, Song Ledong versus Casey Kinney.
All right, so I'm going to go with Casey. So who are you going with? You can't take the same fighter. I'm going with Casey.
Then obviously I'll go with Song Ledong. The women's strawweight fight, it's Tisha Torres versus a girl who's on every fight card.
Angela?
Angela Hill.
I'll take Angela for numerous reasons.
Okay. What's the best?
Oh, I'm not going into details.
All right.
I'm not airing dirty laundry.
So then I will be, I got Torres and I got Yadong.
Your dong, all right.
Don't talk about my dong like that. Get your own dong.
It's your pick.
Well, the welterweight, Michael Chiesa versus
Vicente
Luque.
I'll take Chiesa.
Yeah.
Well, Chiesa was going to commentate the Warren Sapp fight.
Your bantamweight co-main event now that Amanda Nunes pulled out due to COVID.
I'll take Amanda.
she would probably beat Jose Aldo and Munoz at the same time, but good Jose versus Pedro.
I'll take Amanda.
Deal. And your heavyweight, your main event of the night is Derek Lewis versus Cyril Gagne.
Who are you taking?
I'm going to go with Gagne. By a landslide.
No, you're going with Lewis.
I can't. But I mean, although he is at home, I mean, that extra crowd.
I don't think it matters.
He gets hyped up.
I don't think it matters.
He's home.
I don't think home means anything to a professional. You know, we've had, what's his name? Greg Hardy on.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't need a crowd. If you need a crowd to pump yourself up, you're not an athlete. So, yeah, you can get caught up in it, but a lot of times that's bad.
Because of the distraction.
Yeah, just, you know, now you're super hyped and then you get punched in the eye or you get an eye poke or something. I saw this thing about Roddy Piper on that same thing that was ripping Hogan. Uh-huh. How, you know, he would get beat really bad and then he stands up and he eye pokes the guy. It is the best video I think I have ever, ever seen. You need to see some classic Roddy Piper with the eye pokes.
Roddy Piper, first guy to wear a kilt in public without being judged.
Oh, he was Judge. It just wasn't pretty. All right, I want to thank everybody. Everybody who tuned in, all of our guests who answered their phone, and the two that did. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Step.
Let me tell you now. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Archie Manning, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.